We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 19, verses 13 through 14. Now, in verse 14, we read of these seven sons of Sceva that they were saying, "I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out." And seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. Now, the wording in that last verse is important. The seven exorcists were commanding the demons in the name of Jesus, whom Paul was preaching. So by inference, that tells us a couple of things. First of all, they had heard Paul preach. These exorcists then had heard and learned of the gospel through Paul's preaching. They had grasped the importance of Jesus' name through this. But beyond this, they obviously believed that Jesus' name had power. Second, as I have alluded to, it is likely that they actually saw the power of Jesus' name used by Paul. Since adjurations were a common part of Jewish exorcism, they must have seen Paul deliver others from demons, such as happened in Philippi, and decided to copy his method. Luke adds, almost as an afterthought, seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. So who is Sceva? Well, we cannot be totally sure. Some of the older translations make his identity a bit confusing when they use the phrase chief priest or high priest. It is highly unlikely that Luke means to say that Sceva was one of Jerusalem's Jewish high priests. Sceva is a Greek name, and there is no record of a high priest named Sceva. The New Living Translation is probably closest to the truth when it describes Sceva as, quote, a leading priest. At best, he may have at one time been the head of one of the 24 courses of priests who ministered in the temple, but even that is doubtful. So we are left with what seems to be the most likely explanation, that Sceva had taken the title of leading priest for himself, and as one scholar put it, the title itself was part of the imposture. Here's what John MacArthur says about it. This guy Sceva must have been something. He had seven sons that went about casting out demons, supposedly, and says he was the chief of the priests. You mean chief priest? Well, it's highly unlikely. He may have belonged to the high priest family, but most likely he just gave himself that title as a matter of prestige in his magical rites. Well, now that we have a pretty good idea of the background to Luke's story, we'll go on and we'll look at these seven sons of Sceva and see what happened to them when they attempted these types of exorcism. And of course, Luke tells us that they were commanding in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, that these demons should come out. So the evil spirit, going on to verse 15, answers them, "Jesus I know, and about Paul I know, but who are you?" Previously, Luke tells us about the seven sons of Sceva's method for what we call adjuration. As I mentioned, Luke records they would say, "In the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." Old Testament Jews, of course, did not say the name of Yahweh out loud. It was called the ineffable name. This included rabbis. When they wrote God's name, they would use alternate names for Yahweh. This was because God's covenant name was deemed too holy to be pronounced by humans. We'll see how this impacts the story next time on Verse by Verse.